saying. One option for you would be to just spend a couple of minutes in prayer for our Cambodian sisters and brothers in the room, that they would receive what God has for them. Another option for you, and it's especially appropriate this morning as we are talking about reading the Bible, is if you did bring a Bible along, you could just read it for a couple of minutes. That would be fine too.
First of all, thank God that I have opportunity, and thank all brother and sister in Christ, because the Christ is our Savior. Thank you then. And then today, you know, I have something to share, brother and sister, to understand about two scriptures that I have picked up, because according to my real story, there is a true story, and then when I see this scripture, remind me about it. And that scripture in the book, you know, one in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31, and the other one in the book of Genesis 39 and 21. They are the true, the same thing, my story, when I've been passed. That's why today I would like to share to all of you. And then what we're going to do, because we never thought, this is a story that according to our real story, our true life. That's why when I talked with Pastor Christian last week, and then I picked up, oh Lord, thank you then. This is the truth, and then so that I do Khmer and English, so you can understand too. Okay?
All right.
I'm not only speak Khmer, I speak in English and Khmer. So even my English is not good enough, but I hope God is my side. You know, if God affront me, if God before us, who can against us?
Amen.
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 That's right. Okay. Today, I would like to let you know about my true story that I've been passed. You know, in the month of April 1979, under communism, I was arrested by the soldier of Pol Pot. Okay? They put me in jail for 3 days for killing. Thank God they could not kill me. They could not kill me. But some people was arrested with me. All of them I got killed, except me still alive. See all of you here. Amen? And then also, I stay in jail for 3 days. They took me out and put me work in the factory that processes rice. They call it rice factory. I worked with that for too many years, for 3 months. And then they provide me food, clothes, and they count me as their own people. Why I say own people? Because that in that time, they divide people between old and new. All people, they're talking about the people who live in the section was controlled by communist regime, by Khmer Rouge. Okay? And the other section, they count new people, that people who live in the city or who live under taking care by the government. In that time, we call a part of Republican. You know? The leader is Mr. Lonnor. Different. That's why I say they got two kinds of people. And I am new people. We have no authority at all, you know. But all people, they have authority. They can go anywhere, they got enough food, but to me, nothing. And then after that, you know what happened? They took all the people to kill at the time, but thank God, they never touched me. And they like me, they love me. They call me as their own people. You see that? It is the same thing in the book of Genesis, say, I'm talking about Joseph. Well, in the book of that, say, I would like to read a little bit of this, okay? In the book of Genesis 39:21 said, to let us know our God always be with, okay? Never go away from us, so we have to believe it. If God stays with us, who can beat us? Like when Joseph go anywhere, God always with him. You know, God always with him. So nobody can beat us. Nobody can touch us. Even myself. You know, even myself. I think, how come? They expect me a bad person, but I never done something bad. I always helped since I was young. Well, but I know that God be with me. So if God be for us, who can against us? If God with me, who can beat me? I think like that. So how can all of us to allow God to be with all of us? How can? Do you want God to be with us, right? All of you, ask myself, want God to be with us? But it's hard to do that. Because, you know, we are, sometimes we done something good, sometimes we done something bad, but we focus on him all the time because God said he never go away from us. He always be with us. As long we open our door, he get in and then he has food with us, right? That's right. I think like that. And also, I would like to let you know one more thing that in my heart, that I always keep in my heart, the scripture in the Bible, I keep in my heart all the time about Psalm 24 or Psalm 23. He's my good shepherd. I never want. I never fear. I never, you know, we never. If God stay behind, I pick up some scripture in Psalm 21 or Psalm 23, but I pick up only verse 1, 4, 5, and 6. I put it in here, right? There, right? See? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ye though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That really in my heart. Really. Anywhere I go, I already depend on him. So I don't fear. But I'm not brave either. I'm not just that place, really dangerous, really risky. I'm go there. They say, no, not like that, because God teaching me. Children of God always be smart. You know? Really clever. That's right, I got. That's all I got. I would like all of you, you know, invite him to be in our heart. So mean invite him to be with our body all the time. Even in the bad thing or good thing, invite him. Okay? That's all I got for you today. Thank God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I found as Pastor Samarak and I were talking earlier this week to plan to speak with you that I've had a similar experience as Pastor Samarak of having Bible verses, scripture that I knew from various places that were sort of embedded in my spirit and that came to me in times when I was having difficulty. And I realized that I was a part of the story of the Bible because I knew those verses and they were a part of my spirit. And I want to just tell you a few of the ways that that has happened for me and ways that I have tried to, once I've discovered how meaningful that was, try to sort of encourage that, some practices that have encouraged that to happen more and more for me. So the first time, or not the first time, one time that happened for me was when I was in college and I was going through a really difficult time and having a lot of questions about who God was. I had the scripture, Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 on my bulletin board, and that scripture, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And I found that because those words were posted on my bulletin board, I accidentally memorized them. And then as I was walking through campus, the words, because they have that rhythm to them, I started accidentally reciting them as I was walking along. And as I was having that difficult time, those words became my breath. A few years after that, I was student teaching at an elementary school on the north side of Rogers Park, and I had a very difficult time student teaching. I had no idea how to control. There were 40 third graders. Half of them did not speak English. I was in way over my head, and I found that I was dreading going to school every day because I did not know how I was going to keep control of this classroom of 10-year-olds. And as I was driving to school each morning, the words of the song that we sang this morning, "Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold, and nothing I desire can compare to you," which is actually pulled out of Proverbs, would come to me in the morning, and I would pray that for myself and for each of my students. And those words gave me strength so that I had at least enough to get to school and into that classroom that was really difficult for me. So I found that songs, which are one of the ways that all people of all languages learn scripture, became a part of my breath, became a part of my story. Since that time, I found that if I make a point of noticing verses in the Bible that are striking to me, and then I write them down and I post them someplace, that's a way of encouraging those words that are meaningful to become a part of how I live and I think. So, for example, this is a verse in Job. "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me." This is what Job says to his friends. It's what he requests that they would do for him, and they fail. And then God comes to Job. Anyway, I meet to pray regularly with my friend Charlotte, who's a pastor of our sister church, Reba Place Church. And when we pray together, this is what I want for our time together. And so I wrote this out in my best handwriting, and I gave it to her, and she posted it in her office. So every time that we pray, I see those words. And I remember that story of Job and Job's going through a horrible time and wanting friends who would be present and listening to him. And then God coming and being present to Job. And that whole story then has entered into our prayer times. It's become the subtext, the breath that underlies this time of prayer with my friend. Another example, there is a verse that is taped to the door of my office. It's from Psalm 73. And the verse said, "When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply till I entered the sanctuary of God." And at some point, I realized that when I was walking into my office door, too many times I was walking into that room with the weight of this church and the weight of this world and things that were not going the way I had wanted them to go as I walked in there. And my mind was in that place of trying to understand all this and fix it and solve it and make it better. And I needed to remind myself as I crossed that threshold that I am entering the sanctuary of God. And that as I enter that sanctuary of God, that I don't need to let my heart be troubled. Whatever it is that's going on, that it is in God's sanctuary, that those things will be dealt with. And so now I read those verses and I have them memorized as I begin my work day and as I keep returning to them, my work throughout the day. Various of my internet passwords are Bible verses that mean things to me. And I want to give myself the opportunity to type those words in over and over again every day. So as Pastor Stephen talks now in Khmer to share some of his story, perhaps a verse will come to your mind Maybe one of the ones that I just mentioned, or maybe there's some other verse that you know. Perhaps you'd like to just spend a minute reflecting on that, or maybe write it down so you can stick it someplace, so that you can find a verse in which to live and move and have your being this week.
ដូច្នេះខ្ញុំចង់ជម្រាបបងប្អូនយើងខ្មែរដែរតែមិញខ្ញុំនិយាយអង់គ្លេសព្រោះអង់គ្លេសខ្ញុំមានល្អពេកដូច្នេះបងប្អូនខ្មែរស្ដាប់មិនសូវបានដូច្នេះខ្ញុំចង់ជម្រាបបងប្អូនខ្មែរអំពីរឿងនេះតែខ្ញុំរៀបមានរឿងពីរដងគឺរឿងទី1ខ្ញុំចង់ប្រាប់អំពីរឿងរបស់ខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់វាមាន2វគ្គបាទវាមាន2វគ្គវគ្គទី1គឺអាកូនេះគឺវាយោងទៅតាមបទកាពីរោមចំពុះ8ខ31ឥឡូវនេះពេលទី2ខ្ញុំចង់ប្រាប់បងប្អូនខ្មែរថាខ្ញុំត្រូវគេយកទៅសម្លាប់ទៀតនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ1979ខែ4នោះគេបានយកខ្ញុំយកទៅចងសម្លាប់ទៀតណាដូច្នេះគេសម្លាប់អូនខ្ញុំសម្លាប់ពួកម៉ាក់ខ្ញុំតែខ្ញុំគេអត់សម្លាប់ទេគេសម្លាប់អត់បានទេគេបាញ់ចម្រុះមកលើខ្ញុំក៏ប្រហែលគេបាញ់មកត្រូវគេឃើញគ្រប់គ្នានេះជាការពិតបាទដូច្នេះហេតុអីពីព្រោះខ្ញុំឃើញការជីវិតខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់បានខ្ញុំមើលទៅនៅក្នុងគម្ពីរលោកុបានបាទលោកកបាត39ខ21បង្រៀនពីការនេះមើលទៅវាដូចរឿងខ្ញុំទី1ខ្ញុំលើកតែរឿងខ្ញុំដែលគេយកខ្ញុំយកទៅសម្រាប់ទី1បែរជាគេឲ្យខ្ញុំមានមហូបអាហារសម្រាប់ពាក់វិញគេឆ្លងខ្ញុំដូចជាកូនចឹងអង្ការនោះដោយសារអីខ្ញុំមើលទៅបទកាពីរ៉ូម8ខ31ដល់តែពេលលើកទី2ខ្ញុំមើលទៅក្នុងកាពីលោកកបាត់ចំពុះ39ខ21ដូច្នេះជីវិតខ្ញុំវាអញ្ចឹងយល់ទេដូច្នេះខ្ញុំចង់ប្រាប់បងប្អូនថាមិនមែនជារឿងលេងធេងទេហើយបងប្អូនឃើញខ្ញុំអត់ដែរនិយាយប្រេះប្រាស់ភូតតែប្រេះប្រាស់ទេអត់ទេពួកខ្ញុំដឹងជីវិតខ្ញុំគឺព្រះគង់ជាមួយអាមែនដូច្នេះកាលណាខ្ញុំចង់ប្រាប់ថាដូច្នេះសំណួរមួយខ្ញុំចង់សួរដែរថាធ្វើដូចម្ដេចដើម្បីឲ្យព្រះគង់ជាមួយនឹងយើងធ្វើដូចម្ដេចតើយើងស្ដាប់បង្គាប់បងប្អូនអូបេឌៀនសំខាន់ណាស់អង្គមិនឲ្យលួចគេមិនលួចគេសំខាន់ណាស់បងប្អូនដូច្នេះខ្ញុំចង់ជំរាបបងប្អូននេះជារឿងខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់ការដែលខ្ញុំនេះលើកមកគឺវាខ្ញុំលើកតាមបទកាពីទាំងអស់ដែលដាស់ទឿនចិត្តខ្ញុំអត់មានកម្រងទេខ្ញុំមកជួប Pastor Christian គាត់ប្រាប់ខ្ញុំអំពីការលើកហ្នឹងខ្ញុំថាអូដូច្នេះខ្ញុំដេកគិតមើលថាអូប្រាប់ទូលដាស់ទឿនខ្ញុំធ្វើជាគាត់ថាសូមឲ្យធ្វើជាខ្មែរធ្វើជាអង់គ្លេសខ្ញុំធ្វើទាំងអស់ទោះបីខ្ញុំអត់ចេះអង់គ្លេសក៏ដោយតែឃើញខ្ញុំធ្វើបានតើគេស្ដាប់យើងបានតើទោះបីមិនបានល្អតែនេះOkay, brother and sister, I would like to explain to Cambodian about my chapter 2. Not only first chapter and chapter 2. I've been arrested twice. Okay, twice. First time they took me work in the rice, they call a factory processing rice. And then second time, when the Vietnamese took over Cambodia, we tried to escape from the village that were controlled by Khmer communists, go to...to the place the Vietnamese of soldier, they took me together, and then they arrested me. They took me, my younger brother, and my other two friends to shoot it. They took me, this time they don't put me in jail. Different from the time they done to me before, previous, okay? They took me to the village, outside the village, they shoot me. They got 5 people, okay? And they shoot me, and then they kill my brother instantly, and my two brothers, or my two friends instantly, but I escaped.Go to Vietnam. That's why I look to the word of God in the book of Genesis 39:21. I said, oh, my God, why the same twice? First time, in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Now I pick up the scripture in the book of the Genesis 39:21.Exactly like my own story, my own story. That's why I would like you to know about it. This is my true story, okay? So if God is our side, if God before me, before us, who can against us? This the title of my book. Okay, thank you then, okay? That's all I got. Pastor, you take over.
I'd like to talk about scripture reading in a somewhat different way. And that's, I'd like to talk a little bit about Bible study. And Bible study as an adult, in which I have discovered a God that is deep enough to contain me. I grew up in the church, and so as a child, I learned all the famous Bible stories. And so when I became a young adult, I thought I knew what the Bible said. And so as I began to have adult questions about the Bible and about my faith and about Christianity, about the reliability of Scripture, about some of the patriarchy and some of the violence that I saw in the Bible, my childhood memories of what I had remembered that the Bible said failed me, because those memories did not adequately address my adult level questions. And I probably would have dismissed the Bible and Christianity altogether at that point if I had not gone back and studied the Bible with teachers who really knew more about the Bible than I did, and using commentaries. And I began to learn as a 20-something-year-old, something that I have continued to learn over the last 25 years, which is that the Bible is weirder and more interesting than I thought, and that wherever I am, intellectually speaking, if I really go back and read the words of Scripture, I will find and have found that God is there, and that the Scriptures are a surprisingly helpful resource pointing me back to God. I have found as an adult that when I start to read the real words of Scripture and start to ask questions about why the author of that particular biblical story, book, that I'm studying at that time wrote what they wrote. Why did they write it? What were they trying to do? When I start asking questions about the cultural context of that book and the time in which it was written and the people that it was written for, and when I start to ask questions about my own cultural context and how those assumptions might affect what I'm reading, I found that when I ask questions about the translators and why they chose the words that they chose, and how those translation choices may have impacted the meaning that I think I'm hearing, those questions have been life-giving for me. And they have made the word of the Lord living and active for me. So I would challenge you that if studying the actual words of the Bible, where you read these words, not just remembering things that you maybe heard in the past, or just what we do on Sunday morning where we are worshiping and there's words that are a part of our service, you do the hard work of study. I would challenge you that that may be a source of finding the life that God offers in a fresh and new way. The name that the angel gave Jacob after he wrestled with him all night, because Jacob would not let the angel go until the angel gave Jacob a blessing, was Israel. Israel means a person who wrestles with God. So that means that the very definition of the people of God, Israelites, means people, the very definition of the people of God, Israelite, means people who wrestle with God. And it means that those wrestlings bring blessings like they did for Jacob. So I've had all sorts of questions about how women are treated in the Bible. And I found that Jesus' interaction with women in the Gospel of Luke has been a source of life and correction for some of the assumptions that I saw in the church. I have learned about the scapegoating that happened with the people of Israel in Leviticus, and how it is that that practice of scapegoating is a universal phenomenon. We all, when we are experiencing conflict, need a scapegoat as a release valve. And Jesus appeared to transform that human need for a scapegoat. That I learned by this adult study of scriptures. I've come to see what I did not see as a child about how the story of the Bible is a story of welcoming outsiders, a story of redefining who the insiders are. I didn't know that, and now I do. So I hope that we here at Living Water can be a people who find life in this book, can be a people who really read these words, the hard ones, the weird ones, the challenging ones, and trust that this is a word that is living and active. Amen? Pastor Stephen, I don't know where you went. There you are. Would you pray for us? And then after Pastor Stephen prays, then I'd like to invite the Unity Choir to come back forward so that you can lead us in our singing and worship.
I would like all of you participants with me. I pray for a blessing to all of us for this Sunday then. ព្រះដ៏ដ៏មកគុណអរប្រគុណទ្រង់ដែលព្រះជាម្ចាស់បានរៀបចំកម្មវិធីដូចជាការទូលអវរបស់កូនទាំងអស់គ្នាមុនពេលដែលកូនបើកការថ្វាយបង្គំទ្រង់នេះព្រះជាម្ចាស់បានប្រទានកុបការដែលកូនបានធ្វើនេះគឺកូនជឿថាជាការសប្បុរសធម៌របស់ដល់ទ្រង់ហើយកូនជឿថាទីនេះគឺជាទីដែលទ្រង់សប្បុរសធម៌ដើម្បីឲ្យកូនទាំងអស់គ្នាបានជួបជុំគ្នាពេញទៅដោយសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់និងចេះជួយគ្នាទៅវិញទៅមកពេលនេះកូនអរប្រគុណទ្រង់ព្រះជាម្ចាស់សូម សូមទ្រង់ការពារកូនក្នុងការដែលកូនមានកម្មវិធីទទួលទានម្ហូបអាហារនៅពេលខាងមុខនេះក៏សូមទ្រង់គង់ជាមួយនឹងកូនសូមឱកាសទាំងអស់នេះបានធ្វើទៅដោយសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់និងការទាំងអស់នេះបានធ្វើទៅក្នុងខ្នាតរបស់ទ្រង់ដែលទ្រង់សព្វរតីគ្រប់ការដែលកូនទូសុំហើយកូនក៏សូមលើកបងប្អូនទាំងអស់គ្នាកូនសូមដាក់ថ្វាយដាច់ដល់ទ្រង់ដោយនៅក្នុងព្រះបរមនាមនៃព្រះជាអម្ចាស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទអាមែន